So really, in this business, you have challenges that other businesses don't have. The challenge I see, one of them anyway, is you want your salespeople to know the product intimately.
Correct.
But you don't want them to be trashed on the job.
Right.
We don't see this in, you know, at Best Buy.
Right. You know, I think in other businesses, you might have the occasional employee who doesn't follow their drug-free workplace policy, and there's drug testing and other means to take care of that. And I think there's a misconception by employees when they come into work in the industry for marijuana that they can go and smoke and be wasted and work and serve customers, and it doesn't work that way.
And you can't do a drug test.
You could, I mean, but it's going to show you what you already know.
Right.
And so... marijuana is a tattletale drug, and it'll let you know up to 30 days out that somebody's been smoking. So it's not really accurate to do a drug test on.
Right, right. So how do you handle this as a manager? I mean, if these people work for you and you're paying them,
right,
and you want them to try the product,
right,
what on earth do you do? I mean, it sounds like a no-win.
You have to let them know that their job is a professional, serious position. They are there to provide advice, to counsel customers, you know, especially on the medical side and even on the recreational side. You know, we have customers that come in and they want to have something that helps them with their anxiety and helps them step away from using something like Valium, and they don't want somebody who's used to being wasted all day long and going home and listening to Bob Marley to help them necessarily.
Right, right.
So
and as the market becomes more mature with professionals, with white collar workers, with soccer moms.
Oh yeah.
They don't necessarily want to see some stoned idiot saying, dude, I love the blend. They kind of want to, you know, no, I am anxious. I'm taking Ativan.
Right.
Do you have a substitute?
Right. And that's, when I work with our employees and try to educate them and have them, do homework. And with homework, I mean doing reading and maybe consuming product at home. We try to emphasize, don't come to work and be wasted behind the counter. You know, your customers aren't going to have the confidence in you as their advisor for how to consume the product or what product to buy, because not everybody coming into the dispensary wants to get wasted. That's not their goal.
Right. You know, and you know, when you go into a dispensary in Colorado, the first thing you do is you hand over your ID.
Right.
Now the dispensary knows who you are.
Right.
So
right.
You want someone sober and responsible.
Who's handling your sensitive information, and you know, even in the medical side of things, you know, we collect a lot of sensitive data about our patients, and we don't want just anybody handling that information, you know, especially if they're wasted. You know, they're not going to follow a process or a procedure designed to protect our customers, which is another reason that we really emphasize do not be wasted at work.
So on our next episode, I really want to talk to you about drug dealer turned legitimate business event.